Blog Talk Radio.
I just want you to know my love is true. Everything is all right when I'm alone with you. Hey family, this is Brian Christopher, R&B singer from Washington, D.C. Come start your day off with a little morning coffee with Flavor on Flavor News Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Flavor Coffee House for Morning Coffee with Flavor. How are you? Come in, sit down. It's just, say 50 more minutes of hanging out with me. This is my way of just kind of greeting you on a Wednesday, that day we call Hump Day, and, you know, being able to wish you a good day and share some thoughts and, of course, some great, great music. I started out today's show with a piece, a brand new piece, by my dear friend Stephen Jerome Ferguson of SJF Music, and this piece is called Born Leader. I hope you're doing well, man. Last night, I think I zonked out at some point because of the heat. Normally, I kind of struggle falling asleep, but it was so hot, and my office and my bedroom are in the attic of the house, the attic part, and so it's so hot up here, you know, when the temps get into the 80s, and had fans blowing, debating whether I needed to go to the garage and get the air conditioner and all. But I passed out, and then all of a sudden, 1 o'clock in the morning, I was wide awake. I'm like, what's wrong? I was wide awake. I was hungry. And yes, I did. I went downstairs and warmed up some fried rice and drank some water. And just really, really, I don't know. I think I must have been dreaming or something, you know, about business and what's going on. I'm really trying to get to Vegas. I am really trying to get to Vegas. I want to be there for sure on June 7th. And I've been going over and over the, trying to find package deals and trying to decide, if I should spend the money to do this. It's something I want. It's not only for business, you know, but it's for personal. And should I do it right now? Is this going to be the only opportunity for me to have the experience that I really want to be there for on the 7th? So I've been thinking about that and thinking about the people I want to meet with if I'm able to get to Vegas. I mean, I can set up those meetings at any time. I really want to get down there to see Mark perform on the 7th. I've never had the opportunity, you know, to see him perform live, and it's funny, you know, been his business partner for 2.5 years, and that's what he does for a living, is he travels around the world. And I had put it on my bucket list, you know, of the things that I want to do, and I really want to see him perform with Tribute to the Temptations, and they're performing in Vegas on June 7th. So I'm trying to see if I can work that out. And just really thinking through, you know, some projects I'm working on here in Seattle, really exciting. People are giving me some really favorable responses. But you know what? I am not doing any project if the artist is not getting paid or the creative soul that I'm working on trying to get to Seattle does not get paid. I can't do it. I really just cannot do it anymore. Too many times people are wanting to bring you on board for you to help build their dreams and help build their businesses. But in return, basically the payoff is you being able to put your name on the event. And I get that, but I've been doing this for a long time now. Not as long as a lot of people, right? But I've been doing this for a minute. And it's time for me to make this payoff for Flavor News, make this payoff for what I'm doing with all my business partners, make this payoff for Unity Through Arts Exchange, which is something that J.C. Cage from Black Stacks and I created back in about, 2011. And it is what brought Monica Monet out here to Seattle in 2012. And so, just really thought about that. I'm like, we already have this in place. You know, there are people that are reaching out to me every week about wanting to come to Seattle. It is so beautiful here. I want everybody to come to Seattle. Seattle's kind of like a untapped region. I can see my colleagues and friends on the East Coast, you know, artists traveling up and down the East Coast performing, right? You don't hear about that over here. And I think it would be great to be able to gain some exposure for some of the artists that are on the East Coast to come out here to the West Coast and vice versa. It's really funny because I have found out about several local Seattle talents from New York. Floors me. Never heard of them. I swear, never heard of them until a colleague, has asked me if I knew about a specific talent from Seattle. So I really want to be a part of creating a bigger scene, for Seattle and in the music industry. And even beyond that, because some of the people that I'm working with are authors or social activists. And so I've got a lot on my plate. And then there are these people that reach out to me or want me to be a part of their team, and they basically want me to help them build what they're doing. And it's not that this isn't something new to me, but it's something that I think about because I look at the sincerity of the approach, and I look at how they sell me on why it's a good thing for me to be involved. And in the end, I look at it, and really it's not a good thing for me. It's about a good thing for them. And so it's kind of like, Flav, it's time to reevaluate things. Maybe just really, really sticking to building, my brand and building with my people that I've been with for a long time. Again, I've been working with J.C. Cage from Black Stack since 2009. I've been working with Lamont Carey. Oh my goodness. Lamont Carey out of Washington, D.C., probably 2006, somewhere 2006, 2007, somewhere around then. He's just an absolutely amazing man. The things that he's got going on out there, and he and Melanie. And I the people who are a part of my core, they're who help make my world make sense. They really, really are. And so I guess that's one of the things I wanted to say to you today is, really look at what you're trying to build for yourself, whether it's personally, professionally. Look at the people that you're surrounded with. Do you have a win-win relationship with them? I think everybody always has to benefit. I'm not speaking of just finances. I'm speaking of just feel goods. There has to be something that makes you want to be in that connection and that you feel good about it, that you are benefiting, you're growing. Maybe it's as simple as being a part of a team so you grow and you learn. I mean, it's not like, you can go to school to learn this type of stuff in the arts and entertainment industry, of course. But sometimes the best way to learn is being a part of a team and getting on board with others to learn from who they are and what they've been doing. But there's got to be a win-win. There's got to be a benefit to everything. Otherwise, to me, it just absolutely makes no sense. And it's not like I said, 1 o'clock in the morning that all of a sudden I was enlightened, because it's something that I have known for years, that people want me on their team. What was a little bit different is because the people who want me on their team now are very, very different. And the expectations of me now are different. And strictly, it's to help them build what they're doing. So just something to think about. I'm really excited. I'm really excited because I have the opportunity to debut a song. It just released in video form yesterday, and I get to debut it here on Morning Coffee with Flav. It's called IG My Shoe Game by Miss Ida Devine.
I see my shoe game. I see something on my Instagram. Could it be the shoes that
you get when you open up the box and it's open.
Good. Wow.
The feeling that you get when you slide your toes in.
Feels right.
Good. The feeling that you get when you strap around your ankle real tight. The men stand up and your tendons be tall looking at the box. You have permission to buy me however many shoes you like. Come to Jeffy's tonight. I promise I will treat them nice. I'll frame them. Why I might even name them. If it's just dope shoe, I'll claim them. Huh. Polo boots, sky high, golden loop, platforms with the hardware done by paper box. I still want some lace socks, cute open toe, flat, slammed out strap, suede boots by Madison. Got my silhouette etched in, so elegant, so relevant. Can you handle it? You're killing it.
That was Miss Ida Devine with a brand new track that the video released yesterday called IG My Shoe Game. It's so funny, I'm not on Instagram, and I get it that it's all about taking pictures. I haven't even went to peek at it, and I don't think that I'm even going to even really think about getting on there. I think I'm busy enough with the different social networks that I'm on right now, but I know that a lot of people have a good time, you know, taking pictures. And my girl Lily out there in Florida, she loves her some shoes. She loves her some shoes. I look at the pictures and I'm like, oh my God, Mama Flava would fall and break her ankle or something with those shoes. But it's so funny. You know, I checked out the video as they released it yesterday. I helped my friend Hassan Brown get it out. Pretty exciting, you know, to join people that are doing some great, great things. And man, check out them shoes Miss Ida Devine has. So you need to check out that video. I really love her style. I love it because it sounds just really kind of organic. It's not commercial in my mind. And I get the purpose of commercial, you know, but there's just something kind of raw about it. And I think that's why I'm really drawn to her particular sound. But I've got some other new music, and I would love to play for you. You know what? Let me play this piece. I broke it last I broke it last Wednesday when I woke up. I was really, really excited because I've been wanting to get music by this particular artist. He's a local talent, and I've not had the opportunity to see him perform in person yet. I do know him in person. I just have not had the opportunity to see him perform, which one day soon I hope to have that chance. But I want to play Waiting by Mr. Chapman featuring my girl, Sister Love.
Waiting here for so long.
Waiting too long.
Loving that so strong.
How long me a wait, girl?
Waiting here for all my, hey, my life.
You kept me waiting and no waiting all night. Hey. It made me start to wonder if you want me by my side. Hey. Love loving when me have a lot, feeling me no white. But it not mean nothing that should they be the right. You kept me waiting and no waiting all year. Hey. It made me start to wonder if you really are go care. Enough loving when me have a lot, feeling me for sure. But me not want no gala with it coming sincere. Cause you the apple of me eye, the star in the sky. You day and night, everything is alright. When me hold you up tight, under this just starlight. Make me feel the thing bright. Now according to plan, I should've taken your hand. And then we start walking up a road commitment. But now I might be wonder why me waiting so long. Am I waiting for your heart or your mind to fall on? No.
Woo! I've been waiting here for so long for your love and
to wonder if you want me by my side. Love loving when me have a lot, feeling me no right. But it not mean nothing that should they be right. You kept me waiting and no waiting all year. It made me start to wonder if you really are go here. Love loving when me have a lot, feeling me for sure. But me not want no gala with it coming sincere. Cause you be listening to me, me tell you story. Melody that make you feel airy. When me voice is sweetly, then you call me baby. That me one and only. All the things seem safe and never gone stray. Cause when you give me love, me give it back same way. And all we want, dream about night and day. It's how we can make it somehow, some way.
I've been waiting here on this hill for your love and that's so real. You know that's the thing I wanna feel.
Feel that, girl.
Waiting here, daydream of your kiss. Waiting for the touch of your lips. You know that's the thing I just can't.
Have a lot, feeling me no right. But it not mean nothing that should they be right. You kept me waiting and waiting all year. It made me start to wonder if you really are go here. Love loving when me have a lot, feeling me for sure. But me not want no gala with it coming sincere. Don't keep me waiting, waiting in vain. Waiting for some loving that could never come again. Don't keep me waiting, waiting in vain. Waiting for some loving that could never come again. No, keep me waiting, waiting in vain. Waiting for some loving that could never come again. No, keep me waiting, waiting in vain. Waiting for some loving that could never come again.
Bam, bam, on my bam, bam, on my bam, bam, on
All right, I played Mr. Chapman with Waiting featuring Sister Love, and then I turned around and played Bam Bams by Sister Love. I love being able to support, you know, local talents out of Seattle. There are some amazing, amazing talents, and ones that I don't know, and ones I look forward to experiencing and getting to know. And so, you know, the goal is to get out there more. It really is. I was thinking about this, you know, as I'm thinking about planning a trip to Vegas. It's funny. The Vegas thing is a big deal to me because I have not been there since I was 6 years old. You know, it's so funny because my children, they're all adults now, have been to Vegas a couple of times. But I've never been. And I really want to go, you know, again, for many reasons, for business reasons, because there are people down there that I want to have some sit-downs with. And again, to be able to see Mark perform with his fellow mates through Tribute to the Temptations. So, I want to get out there more. You know, I want to meet people in person. It's interesting when you're kind of like this online personality, right? And people know you and connect with you on the different social networks too. Through the radio and emailing and phone calls, you know, and talking to people that I've never met, but some I so value. You know, I just want to get out there. I want to travel. And I really, really see this. I feel it in my blood, you know, here in the near future. But I've got some great things that I feel really good about. And I believe that the funding's going to come through for, you know, but just really think about it. If there are people out there supporting you in what you're doing, you know, make them feel good about it. If you're not able to do other things for them, make them feel good about supporting you. You know, it's really important, you know, for things to not just be about yourself. You know, help build win-wins. A couple of Sundays ago, my business partner, JC Cage, and I did a show, you know, kind of wanting to address the craziness that's going on in our world, you know. And I just really want to stress, you know, from that show and more, I do it on a regular basis, you know, let's embrace our youth because they're our future, you know. Let's let them know that they matter. Let's let them know that we see them and we're paying attention. And we really do need to pay attention. I think that kids are raising themselves too much. It's not that there weren't latchkey kids when I was coming up, because there was. But I think that kids are just, you know, too grown. They're exposed to too much, things that they should never be exposed to, the stresses of the adult's world. I'm really grateful to my parents that they never you know, brought us into that type of world of theirs. You know, my mom and dad would sit down when we were not around or awake, and they would go over the bills or talk about the stresses. I never heard my parents argue. Sometimes I think that wasn't a good thing, because I wasn't kind of raised in an environment where I had to understand how to resolve conflict, because it was a pretty calm environment. But you know, I just think that in any relationship, you know, whether it's between a mother and a child, a father and a child, siblings, business partners, projects, artists and fans, you know, you got to make people feel good about being a part of it. And don't take advantage. Don't take people for granted, because that's just not cool. People work harder when they feel valued, you know? They really do. I don't know how many of us would actually go to a physical job and be willing to work for an employer for free, right? I mean, really. I know there are jobs out there, of course. Like when I worked for Friends of Youth, I would do that for free if I didn't need to do it as a paid job. I would have done that job for free. Maybe not committed as much time as I was there, you know, but definitely would volunteer my time. And so, you know, there's just got to be a payback. There's just got to be some form of payback, and that payback can just simply be a feel-good payback. I'm going to jump into a piece. This artist is down there in Florida also. Her name is Nichelle Colvin, and this is one of her pieces I love. It's called Next Payday.
Aaron B, help me out with the situation. Help me out with the situation.
Aaron B,
Aaron B,
help me out with the situation.
I just put up for sale. The situation ain't right for me, and I say, oh well, oh well. Look on the bright side, at least you got your help. It ain't always about wealth. The father's always taking care of me, but until then,
I don't have a dime.
Until then,
gotta go to store,
juice $4 a gallon, next pay.
Gotta go to store,
juice $5 a gallon, next pay.
This light bill just took all I had,
next pay.
My rent's due, my electric's due, my gas,
next pay.
Mailman just brought me a medical bill,
next pay.
Mailman just brought me
a credit card bill,
next pay. Gas prices high, and I don't understand why, so
I don't have a
grown, working up a sweat, working off this debt, all up in the hood, wishing that things was good, but I don't have a dime until next payday.
I'm just a girl with a heart that's been broken and mended a time or two. Ain't nothing special about me, cause I'm sure it's the same for a lot of you. And speaking of hearts that's been broken, I'm sure I'm responsible for my fair share. But they say all's fair in love, so I hope I'm forgiven when I get there. So from my heart, I'm sorry, I love you. Feeling it hard, you get ugly, what can we do? And in my big old heart, there was bruised and scarred, and it's torn apart, we'll do all that, there's always room for you. And I still believe in love.
Hey love, hey love,
I'm calling out. Occasionally you stare and shout. I am a mountain, I haven't climbed, and my beauty's a bend, ignored. But when you finally look, you'll see love can be something worth waiting for. So from my heart, I'm sorry, I love you. When healing in heart, it gets ugly, what can we do?
Just trying to convince yourself that it's good enough to be who you really are. You feel like there's no one the same. You keep your soul locked away. And sometimes you feel like you don't belong anywhere. Searching for a hero and a friend. But sometimes you only need to look within. And just believe in you. Listen to that cry. There's a person deep inside.
Deep inside. what you're about to do. Today and every day, for it is about the pleasures of you. Pull out your favorite menu while I hand feed you all your fantasies. You make me feel like the man my family intended me to be. Baby, borrow my soul, combine it with your spirit and understand I am no ordinary man. Take my voice and imprint it upon your mind, a vision of the way that I'm about to touch you, girl. Place your hands inside mine. See how perfect they fit, babe. A birth of a true miracle is about to happen. Can I get a witness? Borrow my soul, combine it with your spirit and understand I am no ordinary man. Borrow my soul, combine it with your spirit and understand I am no ordinary man. On my knees and I came.
Know how much I love doing radio and being able to bring you great music, whether I'm playing a show in the morning from the coffee house or if I'm doing a listening party in the evening from the coffee house. It's all about great independent artists. In this last set I played Nichelle Colvin with Next Payday, going into Honey Bee La Rochelle with Hey Love, Cashy Keegan from the UK, but you know what, he's living in China, and I played Believe in You. Can I tell you how amazing it is to be able to watch an artist perform on a video in a land where they speak a different language and they're singing his song? Absolutely amazing to see hundreds, maybe even thousands, Chinese singing Cashy Keegan's music. And then going into Paris Tune with Mother's Favorite Child, this piece is called Ordinary Man featuring Cree Turner. I hope you're doing well this morning. I'm feeling actually pretty good, surprisingly, after my wake up at 1 o'clock in the morning, just full of energy. I actually got back to sleep, and pretty proud that I actually got up this morning because I wasn't sure if I would be able to bring myself to do that. So the one thing I want to impress upon you today is to be good to yourself. I want you to really, really think about the people in your world, the people that you support, the people that support you. Make a balance, you know, make it all work, make it all make sense. And if it doesn't make sense, if it isn't a feel-good situation, if there is no benefit to it, really think about what you need to do to kind of walk away from that. I think that anything needs to really, really work. And there has to be some sense of balance to it all to keep you involved in it. When it comes to a paying job, that's a little bit different because we do need, you know, money to just live, you know, to cover living expenses, take care of ourselves, take care of family, you know, whatever our, you know, everyday responsibilities are. That's a little bit different when you go to a job that you struggle in going to. But you know what? Even in that, you can change your attitude. I tell my kids all the time, sometimes it has to come down to the fact that you have an appreciation that you get a paycheck to take care of your business until you can move on to something that you might really, really enjoy, you know, more and feel a little bit more beneficial to you and who and how you feel. So I'm not always good at the attitude thing. I just really am not. I'm going to keep it real, be honest with you, you know, but I try. I try to call myself on it. And I have good people in my world, you know, that, you know, also help call me on some things when I don't always react or feel or whatever the right way. I am a Cancer. I react off of emotions a lot of times. But when it comes to doing the art, when it comes to being Lady Flava, when it comes to supporting creative souls, this is my sincere passion and calling. And I want everything to be right. I do. And sometimes that's hard for me, and I need to sometimes learn to let go of that. But I just want people to be right by you guys. If you're a seasoned soul and you've been around and been in this industry and you've mastered your craft, you deserve to get paid. When people put in hard work and other people are financially benefiting from your work, you need to get paid. You know, so there's got to be a balance. It has to really, really make sense. And so, you know, look at your situation. See what you really need to change. You know, if there's nothing worse than to have a bad attitude. And some of it is due to circumstances. Some of it is just needing to change your attitude. And some of it just means that you need to walk away from certain people. I had to walk away from somebody that I really, really love and care for because the energy was so negative. And I know, again, I can be so intense with my own self that I need to catch myself too, you know. But when people continuously put themselves in bad situations, knowing, really honestly knowing going into it, it's going to blow up in their face. I don't get it. I really, really don't get it. And then you sit and you listen to them complain. That's not a feel good. But anyway, we've come to the end of another Morning Coffee with Flava. This is where we gather every Wednesday morning, early in the morning, here at the coffee house for some good music, some, well, I haven't had anybody call into the show in a minute, but I share some thoughts, and my thoughts are based off of usually what's something going on in my world or something going on in the world of somebody that I know. It could be just based off of things that we see on the internet, you know, but hopefully it kind of opens up your eyes and makes you really, really think. As you start this day, look in the mirror and know that that person looking back at you is an amazing person and a person that really, really matters. Go out and embrace this day. It's beautiful here in Seattle, Washington. Blue skies already. Have the windows wide open still. Feels amazing. I know it's going to get hot later on, but it's beautiful, and I really, really cherish being able to see the scenes of Seattle on days like this. But go out and share a smile with somebody else, especially a stranger, because you just don't know how that simple, simple act can change how somebody else's day might go. I want to close out today's show with a special piece to me, just because I know the story behind it. But this is a piece called Windsor Mill Road, and it's by my business partner, Mark Van Claggett, the Marlix of Flava Marlix Radio. Have a great, great day.